That is right. And my husband, Dieter, is going to be coming on. He's got to call in separately, but we are both going to be with you this morning.
Well, we'll take him. It's a party. It's a party in the Hive. Yeah,
it's
great.
It's a party in the morning.
Hey, welcome and happy Thursday to you. I hope it's already off to a great start. I mean, what a great way to kick it off is with, you know, joining us in the Hive. So we have Lindy on the phone, and we're going to have another one joining us. And he's here. Are you there?
I sure am. This is DJ with the market. How are you?
DJ, excellent. Thank you for joining us. We have DJ and Lindy Schmidt with the market. Now, the market is based in Louisville, and they are, here's the drum roll. Yay, excitement. They are going to, I'm not a very good drum roll, am I?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. And they are opening the market to, or a sister the market in Peru. And that is, that has been like a little baby project that has kind of blossomed on you, hasn't it? it's gotten crazy for you.
We are so excited about it.
So
yeah,
either one,
really
DJ,
fun adventure.
DJ or Lindy, I know that they're so pumped to have you in Peru. And, you know, we Louisville is part of our world, so we love having you there. But tell us why Peru, and either one of you can take it and throw it back to each other and just let us know why Peru. And tell us, you know, we want to know some of the struggles, too, because it makes us all feel better because we're all in the struggle. But we're all in the struggle bus together. So share with us that.
Well, the Peru location, Peru was found basically as kind of a, we kind of fell in love with the area. If you've ever driven through there, there's so much potential in the town, and they just built this beautiful little area called Duck Creek. Gorgeous, gorgeous little place where you can set up your camper, and the mayor piece, incredible individual, love working with him. Lindy, go ahead and chime in whenever you get a chance. And it's just love Peru.
Yeah, it was a really good opportunity for a couple of reasons. Obviously, there was a grocery store there previously. We love small communities. You know, we live in Louisville. We love Louisville, but we also I came from a small community, so we do love and want to see small communities grow and thrive, and that's kind of at the core of who we are and you know, what we like to do. With the grocery store in Peru, it had they had one. It had closed. We had previously met the owners. We thought it was a really great community. There's a college there. There's a need for it there. I just think it's tough when you live in a small community and you have to drive to get fruits, vegetables, fresh groceries. So there was definitely a need there for the community as well as the students when they come back to school, and, you know, half of the year when they're there, it would be nice to have an option for that community too. And also, you know, it's been tough there. You know, they had the flood, and that really, you know, impacted a lot of that area. And so we saw it as an opportunity to bring something really good and positive to kind of their main street. Hopefully help revitalize that little area and encourage other business owners and encourage some other things to come back to Peru. So that's kind of why, you know, we chose it. DJ was right on. It's a lovely area. It's gorgeous. It has, you know, the campus, which is beautiful. And that's kind of why, you know, when we found it, we thought this would be a really great opportunity, and hopefully people are excited, and hopefully people, you know, are excited about the market, will support the market, but also kind of see an opportunity to say, hey, you know, if they can do it, you know, maybe we can do it. Maybe there's an opportunity for me to start a little business in town too and get some action going on Main Street again.
Yeah, I think those are words well said by both of you. You know, Peru, the campus of 1,000 Oaks, 1865, it is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, institution in the state of Nebraska. So it has a ton of history behind it, which, you know, kind of makes your heart swell when you do that. And every small community needs a lifeline, if you will, and some vitality, and you're providing that. And I know that being from the area, and I've have one of my degrees from Peru State College. I know the campus well, And the fact is, Casey's can't do it all. Casey's does not make a college campus. I mean, you can only have a Casey's pizza so often. You need
every day.
Yeah, well, Marcus might, but you need.
We have had a lot of Casey's.
You've probably had Casey's every day while you've been down there working on the building.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, you know, Casey's serves a good, but at the same time, every community, village, if they can, needs a local grocery store. And I love the fact, DJ, that you're working with the leadership. I'm sure you are too, Lynn, with the leadership of Peru to help provide this development and growth. And then hopefully some synergy where you're right. Other small businesses can come in because it is a charming community. And the Oak Bowl, what they've done to the football field is phenomenal. And we have a great relationship mm-hmm. with Peru State College. I mean, Marcus, we're going to be covering so many games this fall.
Every single football game, and we got some big news. They're going to have I just got a tweet the other day, just, you know, off topic slightly. They're going to have an indoor practice facility here pretty soon.
That's amazing. So when
amazing.
You think, yeah, when you think there's like small towns, you know, may not be having this growth, there are still really strong, good community leaders that are still visioning and looking forward to the future. And that's also you guys. That's also DJ here and Lynn, who are bringing the market. They have it in Louisville, so don't forget. They've been knocking it out and rocking in Louisville for a while here. And now they've taken on this new baby in Peru, redoing the grocery store. Because I know that when I went in there a few years ago, I thought maybe I was having some kind of dizzy spell because it was not quite level on the flooring. Did you guys discover that? Did you have a problem when you had to put it? Did you put in new flooring?
It's been a little bit of a labor of love. I will say that renovating the store really brings us closer to the community. I was able to interact with many of the local people and make some kinship, and I know many people now, and just to, you know, you still get that fall town wave from everybody as you drive through town. Everybody waves at you, and it's just a great feeling, and knowing that the grocery store really is the heart of the community, and it really does impact the growth of a community, and even the big grocery store chain leaders like Hy-Vee and Walmart, they have embraced a smaller format store, not as small as ours, but they do have those smaller formats, and we do see that as the future, and we are banking on that.
Well, everybody needs a grocery store.
To
they really
question,
do.
Kathy,
go ahead, Lynn.
We did. To answer your question, we did fix the floor. So no more dizzy spells.
Thank you. That made me so nervous. It was like, am I off balance? Is something going on with me? And then I kind of looked at the gal
vertigo.
Who was, I know, that was checking me out. And she goes, no, it's the floor. She knew what I was thinking. And it was something. DJ, when you say how people check in and how they've embraced you guys coming in, kind of as outsiders, unless, you know, you both have roots down in that area, you know, you kind of are perceived. We all know this happens in a small town. If you're mm-hmm. not from that neck of the woods, you are an outsider, even if you're a Nebraskan, and if you know you're a diehard Nebraskan for generations, that concept is still there. But I know I stuck my head in there a couple weeks ago and looked around, and there was a couple guys there. I believe they were doing either air conditioning or some electrical work. And when you talk about your contractors and working with everybody local, those guys were so proud of the work that they were doing. They were adorable. They were like, yes, we're really excited to be getting to this point. And yes, they've been doing a lot of work. They were well-spoken and said, do you have any questions? We can connect you with DJ and Lynn. And I said, no, I think I'll connect. I just thought maybe I'd catch him down here. But I mean, to have your own contractors be like a reflection of the passion and energy that you're bringing to the store, you know, that's just a really great connection. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and they've been
the whole
wonderful.
Connection.
Go ahead, DJ.
The whole connection with community, just like you said, you walked in. So in Peru, just like Louisville, everybody feels like it's their home. You know, nobody knocks on the door before they come in. There's not a sign that says the market, grocery store, come on in. It's just a community feeling. People just walk in and say hi, and they're curious, and they want to know what's going on with their store. It's their area. What's happening here? And, you know, who's this guy in here working? And they want to say hi, and everyone's embracing it. And that's the most important piece, is everybody clearly wants it.
I love the fact that you used the word curious, because I was just being snoopy. I was just I was just like, how did they level that floor out? I mean, my gosh, I had to see it. And it's gorgeous. And I think that the guys that were there were surprised, because I said, these windows are beautiful. Your new windows. They put a whole new frame in here, didn't they? And they said, yeah, they did. So, you know, there's so much newness to the facility, but yet the old small town country grocery store charm is evident just by where it's at, its location, and the size of it, because it's kind of a tailored, you know, if you're in a big community and you had a grocery store like this, it's a niche market. You know, it's the upscale right. grocery store. So I'm so excited. Lynn, what do you think was the biggest surprise working on this project for you all when it came to the supply chain?
Oh, geez. Well, I have always set like big aggressive goals. So I wanted to be open in the spring, and that was obviously too aggressive.
The
so
spring of what year?
Of this year.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Spring of next year. So one of the issues that we've had, and one of the big holdups that we've had, is supply chain issues with primarily the equipment. So we needed to purchase all brand new equipment. And when we say equipment, we're talking freezers, coolers, everything that you would see around the perimeter of grocery store. And so we knew going into this last fall that supply chain could be a problem. So we ordered all that stuff right away, probably last December. And we just received it just a couple of weeks ago, probably three weeks ago now.
You knew what you wanted to order. You immediately jumped on and got on board and got it ordered, but yet it still is just now arriving.
Yeah. Yeah. It took 7 months for that to show up. And obviously, if you have a grocery store, you have to have those things.
You can't do a soft open. You must have your coolers. You must have that. First of all, you need to get them in there to consume the space.
Exactly.
So you can build out.
Yep, that's right. And so we do finally have that. That was a big deal for us to finally get that equipment in. Another big deal for us was having the heating and cooling system installed. And so we had worked primarily, DJ, really, really hard all summer. And as you guys know, it's been really hot. So we had been working in that metal building. He had primarily been working in that metal building all summer with no air. And so when those, you know, tubes and the vents and those systems got installed a couple weeks ago, that was another huge step for us. And then, you know, in the next coming weeks, you're going to see some cool things on the outside, you know, a little bit of a facelift on the outside, some paint, some cool signs. So there's more stuff coming. I'm sorry to tell everybody, but we kind of taped up the windows only because we want it to be a surprise. We're getting really, really close.
No, yeah, everybody wants a surprise.
Really, really
I mean, if Brown Shoe Fit in Nebraska City can do it with their grand opening in a new location, you guys can do it in a new grocery store in Peru. I think that gives a little bit of excitement to the project. DJ, I got to ask you, what was your surprise through this project? I mean, I know that Lynn was like, I can't believe we had to wait so long for the coolers and such, but what kind of surprised you, like, wow, I didn't think that would throw us for a loop?
You know, just getting contractors scheduled was a little bit of a surprise. I really had to pull on some peeps from Louisville to truck down. The contractors that are in the surrounding areas to Peru, like Auburn and Nebraska City, those guys are really busy. They are booked out months. And there was one guy that told me he was booked out for the year.
Wow.
And so reaching out to, like, Travis Moore Construction to do the concrete and Corey Murphy to do the painting and, you know, several others. There's countless names. We'll have to make a list of all the people that helped us. But really just pull on connections to try to fit us in, because even though we had started this project back in December, well, we ordered everything in December, and we kind of started the project in November, officially kind of broke ground It's just been kind of a labor of love to get people down there to work on it, and so that was a little surprising.
Yeah, and it's not as if we didn't want to use every single, you know, contractor locally. It was kind of a timing and schedule. We absolutely did want to, and that's where we started. But then, you know, when you start hearing, well, we're 8 months out or 6 months out or we're booked, then you have to just kind of expand and say, well, okay, we have to open. We have to find people to come in and help us with some of these big projects. And so, you know, we still went local. You know, we still used a lot of people that we know, you know, in Louisville that made the trip down there as well. And Airstream, they're a local company. They did all of our heating and air and some of our plumbing. And so that, you know, they did an excellent job for us. So we were really proud to use as many local contractors as we could.
I love the fact that you did reach out locally because you never know. And you know what? We're excited that everyone is busy. I think it's kind of a catch-up for the pandemic, taking a couple years off. Now everything's like, go, go, go,
everything's
go.
Crazy.
I believe that. I believe the guys that were there working that day were from Airstream. The trailer was out front. Really, really polite individuals. So, you know, you're coming down, Peru. It's kind of an adventure. So everything's okay in Louisville, isn't it?
Everything's great.
Everything's running all right there. It's like everything's good because, you know, that could be crazy too, starting another project, not necessarily across the street. And I know that even in Louisville, you know, you're close to the metro, but it still works because people need a local grocery store.
Yeah, I think our biggest thing, and this is what we kind of try to do, is if you think about a small local grocery store, you know, it's not Costco. It's not Sam's Club. You're not going to buy...
Thank goodness.
Exactly. You're not going to buy all of your groceries for a week for a family of six.
No, you're going to buy them for like 24 months, and then it gets freezer burnt and you throw it out.
I mean,
there's a lot of philosophy about, is that really beneficial and more cost-saving than just doing it like they used to do it and consume what you need when you need it in a timely fashion?
Yes. And so what we try to do is we're never going to beat, and this is going to be the same in Peru as it is in Louisville, we're never going to beat Walmart on a price for a box of Cheerios, right? But what we can do is we can offer you really, really great customer service. We can give back to organizations within our own communities. On a regular basis, we can employ people that you know. We can carry out your groceries. There's lots of things that we do really, really well at the market. That I hope that people see and understand, because it's not always just about price. Personally, I don't shop at Walmart, and there's a lot of reasons.
I thought I was the only one. I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people, especially people in Nebraska City. Yeah, Lynn, we've got something in common, because people in Nebraska City, I mean, they're surprised, and I'm like, no, I don't. I mean, their whole corporate philosophy, their whole way about how they do business and how they come into communities has been something that, you know, I've always, I don't want to say struggled with, but I just don't agree. So I just take my money elsewhere. But when you mention having to compete with the Costco's and the Sam's Clubs, you know, that's also gas money, and that's also time. So,
that's,
you know,
exactly right.
My time is important to me, and I don't necessarily want to drive an hour or 45 minutes to get maybe 27 cents off a box of Cheerios.
That's right. That's right. And that's a really big deal. We've actually thought about doing a really fun video. We haven't put it together yet. But what we'd like to do is do, let's say, a Tuesday night at 5 p.m., you pull into the parking lot of a Walmart Supercenter, and we're going to tape and we're going to time you from the time that you get out of your car, walk in the front doors. Let's say you've got a shopping list of 5 items, milk, eggs, bread, gallon of ice cream, and a 12-pack of pop. The time that it takes for you to walk the perimeter of the store, get your things, probably check yourself out, bag your own groceries, carry them out to your car. How long does that take, and what did that cost? and then do the same thing at the market. Same time, 5 o'clock on Tuesday, you pull into the parking lot, which is like 10 steps from the front door.
Yeah, that's going to be one of those angle slots right there on Main Street or Peru.
Yeah. Yeah. You walk in, you're greeted by a customer experience associate or one of our employees. You walk the perimeter of the store. You check out, or they check you out. They may carry your groceries to your car. How much time did that take you, and what did it cost? And then, you know, what's the difference in the time and the cost savings?
Yeah, I agree.
Although we may distract you with some of our local items as they walk through.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe you might put a couple of extra things in your carts or in your basket. But
and you both work with local producers, so I think that that's also key to this uniqueness that you bring to the grocery industry. And also at the same time, you know, let Casey's do pizza. You guys are going to do what you do best, and that's going to be provide a really unique experience, as well as locally produced foods and local businesses. You're going to probably represent them. What is it that you're looking forward to the most in providing that Peru does not have right down there, that you're like, you know what, we're really excited to either have a deli counter, or we're excited to have a great produce section? What is it that you think would be the unique component you're bringing?
I do think it's produce and meat. Those are the two that I've heard the most from the people that just kind of pop their head into the store while we're down working. They're just looking for their quick items. And, you know, just like in Louisville, a lot of the people that stop in, they're grabbing the odds and ends that, you know, maybe they missed in town or something like that. You know, just as we were talking earlier that, you know, we're not going to feed a family of, you know, you're just not going to do the shopping, you know, for a large family in our store necessarily. But produce and meat would definitely be at the top of the list. And then also local items. And I just got to give a quick shout out to all the small business owners in the community that are listening. If you have a product and you'd like to view it in our store, please reach out to us. Send us a message on Facebook. We do have a website, themarketflc.com. Send us a message, and we would love to connect with you and debut your items in our store.
Well, and I think it's really cool. What's really cool about the local piece too is that, you know, we'll do synergies. So there's a lot of little local vendors that we work with in Louisville, and we fully intend to, you know, bring some of their items with us to Peru and vice versa. You know, the vendors that we may meet in Peru that have awesome products, you know, we'll sell those in Louisville too. So, you know, it's an opportunity for those smaller local, you know, businesses to, you know, expand their reach a little bit too, and maybe a market that, you know, they're not in right now. So that's really exciting. One other thing that we also do in Louisville that we anticipate doing in Peru is we do roast rotisserie chickens. So if you're anything like me, a good, juicy, easy rotisserie chicken makes a great meal. So we plan on doing that in Peru as well. So we eat a lot of rotisserie chickens in our house. So that's another dinner option other than a quick dinner option other than just pizzas.
I love it. I love it. And I just want to let everybody know we've been talking and speaking with Lynn and DJ, the owners of The Market in Louisville. But the most exciting word, they got a great place in Louisville. So don't let me say that they don't. But we're very excited about them coming into Peru. I'm excited. I can't wait to go down there and see them when they have their grand opening, which is coming up soon. So, you know, I'm not going to stalk you, but I have driven by a few times to see what the update is. And I just am really pleased that you guys took on this project. This type of thing for a small community is so vital and so important. And I'm very proud and pleased that you've been embraced in Peru and that it's been a positive experience. Before we finish up for the day, with this, I thank you for joining us. I really, really appreciate it. Marcus, what is it that they should carry in that store for you?
I mean, I think they sold me on the chicken already.
I love a Wonder Chicken. That's one of my favorites.
When they said rotisserie chicken, I go, I'm in on that.
Yeah, did you see me perk up? I'm like, my favorite. That's my favorite. So she's already got me there.
It was funny. We were talking to one of our employees the other day, and she actually is working for us over the summer in Louisville. kind of training, and then she'll be coming down with us in Peru when we open, because she's going to be a senior at Peru State. And we asked her, well, what are you looking for quick, easy meals? I said, you know, you've got the calf on campus, and then you've got Casey's Pizza, but what would you like, or what would you like to see that's easy? I said, right now we've got chickens. You know, we do the hot chicken rotisserie chickens every day, which are awesome, but kind of hard to eat in your car on the go. But I guess, you know, you could do that, I guess. You just dig right in the car, but, you know, we're looking for quick, easy meal ideas. And, you know, I thought, well, I might actually do that. I might sit in the car and eat one.
I'm down for eating them in the car. I don't know about you, Ken.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Marcus.
You just got me off guard. I have done it. I love them. I mean, they're the best thing to grab when you want to do a variety of things besides eat them in the car.
Marcus, you need to try the chicken with waffles and our Pettit's maple syrup. Highly recommend the maple syrup. Pettit's family maple syrup. It's one of our local items.
I think I'm sold on that one already now, too. I'm going to put that on my list.
That one's going to be a little sticky in the car, but you might be able to do it.
I'll just bring in some extra napkins. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
There will be a bunch of cars with people eating chicken on the main street.
Yeah, exactly. Just sitting in their car.
Oh, man, that is going to be awesome. So I know I'm looking forward to it, and I know Kathy is too.
That'd make a good video.
Kathy, you know how I am with videos.
Stop. I've been captured more than once, and so I've got to be very careful now. I'm going to have to get my chicken when I know he is, like, nowhere around. But, you know, you can always – great areas down there to be – grab the chicken. We're really kind of got off track here on just chicken. But to grab it, grab the rotisserie chicken. And because you're on the bike trail, there's picnic grounds nearby. And as you mentioned earlier in the segment, it is a beautiful community. I mean, you can certainly get up on the hills and do the overlooks. It's really a lovely community, the campus of 1,000 Oaks. It's Peru. And we are so pleased to have the market join the Bobcat family down there.
Well, we thank you for all your support. Thank you for letting us kind of call in and chat with you all. We couldn't appreciate the community more, the city leaders. There's been a lot of people involved with this project because they think, you know, at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We all want small communities to grow and thrive. And, you know, having a grocery store is kind of, you know, on Main Street is kind of a central piece of to that. And, you know, it doesn't happen, you know, overnight. It doesn't just happen with one person. So it's been a really, really, really big group team effort by a lot of people. And so we're very, very lucky. We're very appreciative, and we couldn't be more excited to open very soon. Stay tuned, everyone, because it's coming. We're getting really close. We're so hesitant to drop a date yet, but I can tell you we're getting really, really close.
We are your grocer,
but I'm excited,
and our heart beats for you.
Yep.
No, that is awesome. So, well, hey, DJ Lou, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Hey, when you open up, we'll get you on again, and we'll be out there and have a good time.
All right, that sounds great. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity.
Hey, anytime. That is Lynn and DJ Smith with The Market here on Marcus in the Morning on Today's Best Country, B103. We'll be back right after this on Today's Best Country. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk again very soon.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Marcus.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Bye.